6.
So not the start to the position you wanted, but definitely the end. Anytime, especially against the zone, you can get that skip pass. You want it to go to her. And Campos made Jessup pay.
Vasquez stutter step, swings out Janelle Liu, guarded by Campos on the right angle. Goes to the baseline drive, now picks up a dribble to Olivia Liu. Picked up by Fernandez. Liu dump off to the other Liu, and a whistle, and it's travel. Good defensive possession there by the Redhawks.
And that's another one of those players. Campos is going against the post player. So if they're going to pull him out on the wing, I would love to see Campos be super aggressive, or whoever is guarding her, get into that player. Make her put the ball on the ground and then go for the steal.
54-36, minute and a half to go here in the third. Greenhall walks it across the timeline. The Redhawks trailing by 18. Rippingham inside Madison Cox. Faces up with single coverage. Lob pass out to Armstrong. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Campos. Double crossover. Step back now to Rippingham. Looks inside for Cox. Cox gets inside on Zaragoza. Her shot is blocked and a foul. And a chance for one more. Or excuse me, a chance for two. Westendorf can't believe the foul call.
I like the aggressiveness from Madison Cox. They're going hard to the hole. Zaragoza picks up her third. Here was still a quarter to play. So good job there by Madison Cox.
Misses the first free throw. Simpson at the line tonight, 6 of 14.
And not someone who misses free throws. She had a couple clutch free throws a few years ago against Jessup, in fact. But as a team tonight, the Redhawks just struggling from the line.
Knocks down the second. 54-37, 17-point game. Here's Janelle or Olivia Liu to the right angle now to Armstrong. Inside now to Zaragoza. Her shot is blocked with a foul. And Zaragoza will head to the line to shoot two.
And a little bit of a makeup call there.
Yep.
Not everyone agreed with the last call on Zaragoza when Cox went to the line. So on the other end of the floor here, might just trying to have been evening up.
Jessup tonight, 7 of 10 from the stripe. They're 21 of 41 from the field. First free throw, no good.
Which really is just incredible. I mean, anytime a team can shoot above 50% as a team is just going to be devastating. They're also shooting 41.7% from beyond the arc. So, and that's really where this team can beat you. They have a lot of scorers, a lot of people who shoot really efficiently.
Second free throw is good, 55-37. Under a minute to play in the third. Got a 25-second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Armstrong into the paint. Swings out to Fallon Greenhall. Is at a quiet night. The baseline, Rippingham. Rippingham looks down low for Madison Cox. She'll go to work. Almost turns it over now to Rippingham. Rippingham gets inside, knocked off her leg, and it is a turnover. 30 seconds remaining. Jessup looking to add on. Jessica Armstrong down low. Liu, ball's deflected and a foul on Natalie Campos. It'll be the third team foul on the Redhawks here in the third.
Yeah, and
it's her second foul.
Shouldn't have been a reset there. Still should be 22 seconds on the shot clock.
Women's basketball, you reset completely. It's only
correct,
men's basketball.
Correct. This is men's basketball this year.
25 seconds remaining as Jessup does get it in. Here's Olivia Liu, guarded by Armstrong, just killing some time here. Game clock's now at 15 seconds. Now down to 12. We'll see how long they wait here. They're going to go at 8. Pass to Janelle Liu. Hands off now to Olivia Liu. Step back. 5 seconds. Goes to the baseline drive. Floater with 3 on the clock. Good! And that's going to end the third quarter. 57-37. Jessup in control throughout this one. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served. Happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
57-37, our score here to start the fourth quarter. And with 10 minutes of basketball remaining, the Red Hawks trying to cut into this lead.
And they're going to have to do it in a hurry. I mean, 20 points is a large margin to overcome in the fourth quarter. Certainly doable, but they're going to have to make some changes and make them quick.
Rippingham inside to Fallon Greenhaw, first possession of this fourth quarter. Armstrong, dribble penetration to Campos, stutter step on the right angle, now to Greenhaw with it up top, staying out on the perimeter now. Armstrong gets inside, pulls up from 14, it's good. Armstrong in double figures with 10, her fourth bucket of the evening. 57-39.
Yeah, we saw her start hot with a jumper that looked very similar to that. And that's, I mean, she's a very good shooter. And so if she gets even a close look from mid-range, she's going to be good to go.
Janelle Liu inside to Van Dyke. An easy lay-in, 59-39.
Not the first defensive possession you want to see in the fourth quarter. They got to come away with quite a few stops here. And you want to eliminate those buckets.
Down low. Cox lost it on the way up, throws it away, turnover. Here's Olivia Liu with a two-on-one. Liu skipped past Vasquez, she overthrew her. Vasquez has to track it down. Almost throws it away, Jessica Armstrong comes away with it. Skip pass. And now William Desmond's going to slow it down. Here is Janelle Liu resetting the offense. 10 on the shot clock, 8:40 to go in the ballgame. 59-39. Vasquez inside Van Dyke. They look inside for Liu, lays it in. 61-39. That high-low action has been destroying Simpson here tonight. 22-point game.
It's really the biggest difference when the Red Hawks go into a smaller set like the one they have out now.
Campos, quick release on the left angle for three. No good. Long rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be just a ball. Shayla Smothers is going to come in for Cox here. ...61-39. 8:10 to go. Janelle Liu to the right angle, now to Jessica Armstrong. Picked up by Rippingham, now to Olivia Liu. Liu's pass, or her pass is almost taken away. Liu gets it back. Shot is no good, gets it back, and then is fouled. A chance for two at the line. It'll be on Natalie Campos, her third.
And that's what happens when teams get second and third chances. They're going to pick up a bucket or pick up a foul. And, you know, I don't really like this look. I mean, I understand having Fallon Greenhaw out on the floor for the Red Hawks, but she's been completely unproductive tonight. If I'm head coach Derek Pringle, I'm changing things up, going with a bigger lineup to combat this high-low offense like you were talking about, while keeping your shooters who have been productive tonight, like Rippingham, Campos, and Armstrong.
First free throw is good. Rebounding battle favors Jessup by 10. However, that's almost identical to the amount of field goal makes Jessup has over the Red Hawks. So realistically, it just has to do with the poor shooting. Both free throws good for Jessup, 63-39, their largest of the evening.
It really does. The Warriors have just had more defensive opportunities to pull down rebounds. Otherwise, the Red Hawks have been competing very nicely.
Fallon Greenhaw for three. It's good. Her first trifecta of the night, her first bucket of the night. And the Red Hawk leading scorer finally gets on the board in this one, 63-42.
She just made me eat my own words for saying Derek Pringle should have taken her out there.
Jessica Armstrong, as Mario Fernandez flew by, Armstrong from 15. No good. Rippingham with the rebound. Here comes Simpson, trying to make this game look a little prettier in the box score. Armstrong. Thought about it. Pump fake now out to Greenhaw to Rippingham. High block now to Shayla Smothers to Armstrong. She's going to try a deep left angle. Three, it's good. 63-45, an 18-point game. Timeout Derek Pringle. With 7:11 to go, he's going to take a timeout. We'll take a break. An 18-point game. The Red Hawks on the move trying to come back in this one. You're listening to Central Red Hawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
63-45, Anissa Smith coming back into the game for William Jessup. We thank you for joining us for this one. Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie. Our next game on the radio will be December 18th for the conference opener. That'll be at home. Smith now loses the ball, goes to the floor. Armstrong has a steal. It's going to be a jump ball. It should be Simpson basketball. The Redhawks come out of the timeout, putting on a press. Oh, I lied. It's going to be Warrior ball.
Yeah, Redhawks, there was a jump ball on it near the end of the third quarter. Redhawks got it at the quarter break.
Kurt Westendorf's going to call a timeout to counter this press. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
Mark, I've been so busy getting ready for the holidays. Any idea where I can grab a bite on the run?
I have just the place. This month's second Tuesday will be at Jersey Mike's. It's the perfect place to pick up a delicious sandwich while running all those holiday errands.
What a fantastic suggestion, Mark. I can't get enough of Jersey Mike's famous Philly hot sub.
Please join us Tuesday, December 12th at Jersey Mike's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. to enjoy a savory sandwich served with a smile. They have generously donated a portion of their lunch proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the homeless animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kirschman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
63-45, 7 minutes to go. Red Hawks trying to come back on this one by putting on some the press. Here's a lob pass, and it's going to be taken away. Here's Simpson now in transition. Greenaw will circle out and set up the offense, trying to cut into this 18-point game. Fernandez with it on the baseline. She goes to the baseline drive, cut off, now to Armstrong, to Greenaw. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Too much standing around. Got to move the basketball. Rippingham to the baseline. Fernandez on the far side. Smothers going to go to work. Splits the double team. Lays it up. And a travel first. And it'll be a turnover. However, just the eighth turnover for Simpson tonight.
Yeah, they've been doing a good job taking care of the basketball. I would have rather have seen Smothers come up to the high post instead of just hiding down there in the short corner.
Jessup gets the ball inbounds to Lily Haggerty, who had to make an OBJ-style catch near the sideline. Now a pass inside from Haggerty is taken away. Here's Armstrong with it in transition. Dumps off to Fallon Greenaw, and Simpson's going to slow it down. Fernandez, the baseline ripping him. Picked up by Jones. Down low, Shayla Smothers is going to go to work. Pump fake. She gets inside with the left hand. Pretty up and under. 63-47. What a gorgeous move from Shayla Smothers. She's leading Simpson in scoring with 14.
Yeah, great move. Great presence by her to, you know, come back after that last possession getting called for a travel. And she's had two steals on the last two defensive possessions, so we're seeing a good stretch from her.
Here's Olivia Liu. To Haggerty. Ashlyn Jones, catch and release from 14. It's good, and she is money from that spot on the floor.
And you like the weak side help there, but whoever is on the far side needs to sack over and help on that corner jumper.
Jones has 15, leads everybody in scoring with a game high. Here's Fernandez. Thought about it. Now she gets into the paint. Her shot is blocked, but a foul. And Mari Fernandez will get to the line. That's going to be the fourth on Zaragoza.
Yeah, good take there. Good aggressiveness by the freshman. The Redhawks still struggling to see the open man. Fernandez had Greenhaw in the corner open. Could have taken a three. Lucked out, though, as she goes on the line shoot, too.
First free throw, no good. Simpson now 7 of 16 at the line tonight. You make your free throws. This is a different game here.
Completely different game. I mean, it goes from being 65-47 to 65-56. Much more manageable here with just over 5 minutes left.
Second free throw from Fernandez is good. 65-48, 5:25 to go here in the ball game. Simpson putting on that full court press. Here's Van Dyke, skip pass, now to Vasquez. Jumps out to Lou, and Jessup's going to run some clock here. Emily Van Dyke, spin dribble, hands down to Anissa Smith, who stops on a dime, now crosses over, goes to the baseline drive. Valentino has a steal. Up the floor now to Whitney Armstrong. Simpson's got numbers if they hurry. Armstrong right inside. Pulls up from 15. No. Offense rebound smothers. She goes back up. Leah, no good. Rebound comes to Van Dyke. Here comes Jessup now up the floor as Lou is going to slow it down. Under 5 minutes to go in the ball game. 65-48.
Those are possessions you got to have. Good job there by Smothers getting the offensive rebound with the putback. I didn't love the first shot, but... they got to keep pushing the ball.
Here is Lou on the left angle. 8 on the shot clock already. Down in the paint. Jones is wide open for an easy lay-in. 67-48. They're overloading that strong side, and that lob pass is getting easier and easier throughout this game.
Yeah, and that really is just on, I think it's just freshman know-how. Mari Fernandez on the weak side, not seeing again that she needed to shift over. And it resulted in an easy bucket.
Here's a turnover the other way. Yeah, Whitney Armstrong has a block. It goes out of bounds. Shayla Sona's got the ball stripped out of her hands. And it resulted in a Jessup fast break. Armstrong does a nice job of getting back. 67-48.
Yeah, on a 2-on-1, she did a great job forcing the pass and then getting a hand in the shooter space.
Inside, Van Dyke goes to work on Smothers. Spins, now swings up top. Here is Vasquez for three. Got it. 70-48. 4 minutes to go. Here's Fallon Greenhaw.
Again, Redhawks looking stagnant.
Fernandez, nice feed inside. Dumps off to Smothers, who lays it in. 70-50.
And they got to start doing that quicker on the possession. Good ball movement there. Great job by Fernandez getting in and then passing off to the open man as Smothers is cutting to the hoop. But they got to do it earlier in the possession.
3.5 to go. 20-point game. In the paint, Lou swings to the baseline. Jones now. She attacks, gets inside. Shot is blocked. It'll be a jump ball. And it should be Simpson basketball. .3:14 to go.
Yeah, definitely should be Redhawks basketball here. Jessup got the last jump ball that happened at 7 minutes here in this
inbound
quarter.
Inbound to Haggerty, lays it in. 72-50, another easy bucket on the baseline out of bounds play. 3 minutes to go. Greenaw now to Armstrong, back to Greenaw. She's going to attack. Gets into the paint, draws the contact. Shot is blocked by Van Dyke. And now Lou will slow it up for William Jessup, leading by 22. Next game for the Redhawks will be at home on December 9th against Oregon Tech at 5:30. The men's game will follow at 7:30. We hope you can join us at the Grant Center. It should be a fun night. A lot of cool things planned. Some American Ninja Warriors will be in the house. Here's Lou out to the baseline. Lily Haggerty picks up a dribble. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Lou with a pump fake. Swings out to Jones. 2 seconds now. Jones is going to have to crate. Jones at the horn is going to be not close to shot clock violation. Good defensive possession there as Campos will come back in for Simpson.
It was a great defensive position, but a little too late here for the Redhawks, just 2:24 remaining. If we had seen some of those earlier in the game, the score might be a little bit different.
2:20 to go. Rippingham has knocked down two from beyond the arc. Campbell's a deep straightaway three. This is no good. Rebound comes to Van Dyke, to Lou, and now we're under 2 minutes to go.
Not a bad shot, though. I mean, she was a foot and a half out from beyond the arc, and But she can hit from that range. And so with the clock winding down, I don't mind her taking that shot at all.
Whistling a foul is going to be on, I believe, on Rippingham. Her second. 13 foul here in the fourth. Mia Gliotta comes into the game for the first time for Jessup. Another big player. And now we got a whistle on an offensive foul on the illegal screen from Janelle Liu. So Simpson will get the ball back.
So, Warriors putting in some of their subs, don't get a lot of minutes. Let's see the Red Hawks take advantage, cut in this lead as much as possible here in the last 2 minutes.
72-50. 2 minutes to go as Armstrong will let it roll all the way near the three-point line on the other end of the floor. Inside now to Shayla Smothers. Here comes the double team. Now she goes up, lays it up. It's fouled. And a chance for two. Smothers tonight has been getting friendly whistles on that time.
Well, she draws a lot of contact on that spin move, and she's been incredibly aggressive. And I think she drew fouls early in the game, and it's just kind of been the trend here. Because the Red Hawks see contact, or the referee see contact, and so she's going to keep getting calls.
First free throw's no good.
As is the trend tonight. Seems to be a lid on the bucket when the Red Hawks are at the free throw line.
72-50. His second free throw from Smothers is also no good. Rebound comes to Rippingham. Since with a new shot clock. Armstrong, or excuse me, that's now Smothers out to Armstrong. Skip pass to Rippingham's going to try a corner three. No. Good look that time. Ball's loose. It comes now to Iosha. Iosha right into the paint. Her floater off the window is good. 74-50. Minute 30 to go.
Interesting offensive possession for the Warriors there. I figured they wanted two more clock.
Smothers inside. Shot is no good. Rebound comes to Mejorado for Jessup. Who just checked into the game. Almost loses the dribble on it. Now Mejorado's going to be fouled. As Armstrong kind of cut blocked her there. Diving for the loose ball. Mejorado had to leap over her to try to keep possession. And it will be a loose ball foul on Armstrong. A little bit of a scary play there.
It is. Fortunate that neither player got hurt there. Mejorado for taking the block and Armstrong for, you know, taking the knee to the side there.
Osh on the baseline inside. Nice feed. An easy lay-in is no good. Late whistle and a foul. And that's going to send Caitlin Bowman to the line to shoot two.
And I think the Red Hawks, out of frustration here, getting a little bit chippy and a little bit over-aggressive on their defensive possessions.
Bowman, first free throw is no good. The freshman out of Tracy, California, out of Tracy High School.
Know a couple of people from Tracy?
We do know a couple of people. Josh Brackey.
Carlton McAllister.
Our roommate. 75-50. Minute 16 to go. Campos is going to step in and fire a quick three. This is way short. Rebound's going to come to Bowman. And now it's going to be tied up. A jump ball. It has to be Simpson possession this time. It is. Minute 7 to go. Shot clock's going to be put back to 28. It shouldn't have been.
It shouldn't have been. She had definitely had possession there.
Minute 7 remaining. At this point, it doesn't really matter. And here's a bad pass. Turnover. Here comes Iosha to the rim. Over Campos. Lays it up. It's good. And a foul. Yeah. 77-50. And the Warrior Arena has not been a friendly place for the Red Hawks this season, Bryce.
No, both teams, both men's and women's.
Even volleyball, too. Free throw's good.
Yeah, just struggled coming into the place. And it hurts a little bit more when it's your rival, like the Warriors have been for quite a few seasons now.
Rippingham for three, no good. Rebounds loose. It comes to Mejorado. She goes to the ground. That should have been a travel. Now it will be. 48 seconds remaining. Derek Pringle will be joining us here for a post-game interview. Following this one. Skip pass down to Greenhawk to Rippingham. Armstrong, quick release for three. No good. Long rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be William Jessup basketball with 39 seconds remaining. Simpson just casting here in the last couple minutes. Armstrong tries to save it on a deflection. It'll remain just a ball. Two seconds ticked off the shot clock. Greenhaw almost has a steal, and it'll still be Simpson, or it'll still be William Jessup ball. 78-50 here. This pressure is kind of affecting Simpson. Here's a bad pass deflected. It's going to come to Armstrong. She'll tee up a three straight away. Why not? This is no good. Rebound is controlled to Gliotta. Ball's loose. Jessup just has to get it across the timeline, and then they can run out the rest of this clock. And they will. 18 seconds now. Red Hawks are going to fall to 2-9. They'll lose seven consecutive games. They have one more non-conference game next Saturday against Oregon Tech. William Jessup will improve to 7-4 on the season, including two big wins over the Red Hawks this season. Final score 78-50 as the Red Hawks fall to a very talented NAIA Division I opponent. We'll be back with the post-game show, including an interview from head coach Derek Pringle. You're listening to Simpson Red Hawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kalin, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome you back inside here post-game, 78-50, our final score. We're joined now by Coach Derek Pringle. And Coach, you guys played well defensively in that first quarter, but in the second quarter, William Jessup started to catch fire a little bit from the field.
They did, man. They played really well the second all the way through the fourth quarter. They're a good team. Obviously, they're a better team tonight than we were. So
you guys shot 32%. The 2-3 zone continues to kind of be an issue for you guys throughout this season. Any plans that you got? But kind of a week off, going to continue to work against that 2-3 zone?
Yeah, try to get better at it. Maybe put in a different offense, something that will work. Try to figure it out, because that's our kind of our Achilles heel right now, or our kryptonite. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That 2-3 zone, but we got to figure it out going forward.
Shayla Smotherson tonight was fantastic. 16 points, 5 rebounds, was 4 of 11 from the free throw line. But other than that, she was fantastic. A nice job with her back to the basket.
She played well. She kind of stepped up for us on the block. I challenged her last week and said that we need her to be like a big wit, you know what I mean, from last year, being with our presence on the post, and she did that today. Just got to get some, she's making her free throws be good, but we got to step up offensively.
Other than tonight, she's been very good from the free throw line.
She
was at 77%.
Yeah, she's off night.
Whitney Armstrong had a very good start, finished with 13 points. And as just a sophomore, she's really starting to develop, becoming more of a key scorer for you guys.
She is. She's growing to that role. Fallon obviously is probably our best scorer, but we need Whitney's and the Shays and the Amari's to step up and help us hopefully start winning games.
found green on tonight. Wasn't as much of a factor. Only had took six shots with 3 points.
Yeah.
Was trying to distribute a little bit more. Is that part of your game plan, is to have her, because she is also the point guard. Do you want her attacking and distributing, or do you want her looking for a shot?
We need her to score more. We need her to be more of a threat. And tonight, I mean, she got hit early in the first quarter. This is a little day, so it's kind of off. But we need her to score the ball. She has to score for us to win.
No Lexi Thompson tonight with a knee injury. Yeah. I imagine she'll be back next Saturday. Hopefully, kind of missed her presence on the floor, especially defensively on ball.
We did. She's a great defender for us, and good for our team, too. And not having one of our key players on the court kind of threw us off a little bit. But with that said, we got to step up. You know what I mean? Next man, next woman up. And tonight, we didn't really show out tonight. So,
Ashlyn Jones for William Jessup. You played against her, well, it seems like, probably 8 times.
I'm tired
at 17 tonight. After she made a tough follow-away jumper, you gave me a look like, man, she can just score the basketball.
She's tough, man. She's a mismatch nightmare. I mean, she's post up. She can shoot outside, handle the ball. She's a really good ball player, and I'm tired of seeing her, so I'm glad next year she'll be gone.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us, and good luck next Saturday. We'll be excited for that one against Oregon Tech.
Yes, sir, Oregon Tech. You know, hopefully a tough game. They're a good team. We're a good team, too. Hopefully we show up.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with more post-game stats and our final thoughts. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Hi, my name is Justin with Vivid Details. Auto detailing should be a part of your maintenance, not just a luxury. Here at Vivid Details, we make your car feel and look like new. We specialize in paint correction, headlight restoration, scratch removal, carpet and upholstery shampooing, and much, much more. We give your car that new car shine every time. Remember, not all detailers have experience, equipment, or training to make your vehicle look and smell like new, but we do. We are fully licensed and insured, so give us a call today at 530-604-7380 or come visit our new shop located at 30 Hilltop Drive.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back here courtside, Connor Sutton, Bryce Ritchie. We just heard from head coach Derek Pringle. Tough loss here tonight, Bryce, 28-point defeat. But this kind of not really comes to an end. There's still one more non-conference game, but a really, really tough preseason schedule or non-conference schedule for the Redhawks this season.
Yeah, and you'd love to see the Redhawks come away with that win against OIT next Saturday. Just in terms of morale, I mean, one, OIT is a great team, so if you can come away with a win, that's huge for your team. But if you can go out of preseason on top with a win heading into conference play against teams that aren't nearly as difficult as the teams you've been playing in the preseason, it's going to be huge for your team. Like you mentioned a few times, Redhawks really struggling against the zone. So if they can get their offense going and try and mix things up, because like you said, they aren't going to see it quite a bit this season, they'll be fine.
For the final stats tonight, Shayla Smothers led Simpson in scoring with 16. Armstrong had 13. Nobody else was in double figures. For William Jessup Jones at 17 points to lead everybody. The Redhawks shot 32% from the field, 27% from the three-point line, and 42% from the stripe, 8 of 19 from the free throw line. However, they did a nice job turning over the basketball with just 10. They did allow, however, Jessup to have 16 points off of turnovers. Simpson was out-rebounded by 15, but I said earlier, really had to do with more of the shots that they were missing rather than just getting out-rebounded. Final thoughts on this game tonight?
Saw some good things from some players that we don't normally see contribute a lot. Armstrong, some others, like we mentioned. So if they can get those two going, have Fallon Greenhawk continue to produce, make your free throws. you're going to see different results to games. I think the biggest thing right now for the Redhawks is figure out an offense that combats the zone, because if they're not scoring, they're mentally they're out of the game. So that's going to be key for them. And then staying out of foul trouble. They did a great job tonight of staying out of foul trouble. Both Madison Cox and Shayla Smothers had good games defensively. So a lot to look forward to. I think the conference season is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what my final thoughts are going to be, is that non-conference, while yes, these games are important, you're really building for conference games. These games don't really matter all that much, especially when your conference only gets one bid, so ranking doesn't really help you a whole lot. It's all about winning that conference tournament and being successful in conference. So these games, while yes, you want to win, really not that big of a deal if you don't come away, although you don't want to get beat by as much as they did tonight. But still a lot of learning points, as this team has a lot to learn. It's still a young team, and they're going to continue to get better and better, especially as we get through this, get through December to January and February, and even to March in the postseason play.
Yeah, very, very young team. Fallon Greenhaw, Allison Rippingham, you're only two seniors. Greenhaw has been, you know, she's been kind of a leader for this team, but really first time as a solo leader, losing Esther Wofford last year, so she's in a new role. Allison Rippingham, being a veteran now on the Redhawks, she's in a new role. And just a lot of young talent. So I think they have a lot going for them. We're seeing a lot of positive teams or positive things for how young they are. And I think that's got to be something they got to keep in mind, is that this is a new process for them. They're a new squad. And things will start going their way.
Yeah, especially when they get into conference. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. For Bryce Ritchie, I'm Connor Sutton, our audio engineer back at the studios in Reading, Jared King. We thank you for joining us on a Saturday night. The final score, once again, the Redhawks fall to William Jessup, 78-50. This has been Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
Rats Amongst Us has now come down from 270 over 210 down to my normal about 125 over 78. But interesting story I was reading, that when you go to the doctor, they always take your blood pressure, your vital signs. They look at your pulse, your blood pressure, and they always take it in one arm. Well, a couple of things, a couple of recommendations, if I may. There's something called white coat syndrome. When you go in to see a doctor, they wear their white coat, your blood pressure spikes. You go to the doctor, you go to the hospital, whatever. That's classic. You always see it. That's why you always say, look, take it now. And then after the exam, I'm more relaxed, take it again. But something you need to tell your doctor or the nurse that takes it, you want them to take it not only in one arm, but the other, both arms. And what they have found is if there's a difference of more than 10 points on both the systolic or the It'll come to me. But the upper reading and the lower reading, what will happen is if it's more than 10, there may be some health issues. So just a little thing that I read that I want to pass along to you. So again, I'm trying to do my best just to look out for all of the alphas. So whenever I see something, that's exactly what I'm going to do, is pass it along. All right, so it's systolic and diastolic. I knew that's what it was. So the systolic pressure over the diastolic pressure, get it in both arms. I'm looking out for my alphas, the members of the Alpha Army. That's the least this five-star can do. That's what I do. We shall continue.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
All right, so I wanted a good libation that I haven't had in a while that would pair nicely with my Camacho Nicaragua barrel age. Because this barrel age is going to be medium, medium full, nice spiciness. You can get that rum, very nice notes of rum, and just very pleasant as I smoke it. Some nice pepper. Almost coffee-like. Definitely get the rum. A little sweetness, too. But I wanted something that would pair up nicely that I have not had in a while. So, I was looking at my bar selection here at Command Center Alpha, and I've got this beautiful bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label Blended Scotch, aged 12 years. Now, when there's an age statement, that means there can be no whiskeys that are younger than 12 years. There could be 15, there could be 18, but they can't have an 11, they can't have an 11 and a half, they can't have a 5. It's got to be a minimum of 12. I'm down, no joke, to probably 3 shots, if that, in this bottle. And every time I visit the good friends Rocky Patel and Nish Patel, Nimish Desai. Dave Bullock down at Rocky Patel headquarters down in Naples. At the end of the day, we've always got some Rocky Patel cigars, and they break out the bottle of Johnny Walker Black. That's their favorite. So I always keep a couple of bottles because when they come and visit, got to have that ready. So I've got this bottle of Johnny Walker Black. It is a very nice, popular spirits, a nice blended Scotch whiskey, meaning it's not single. It's not a single malt Scotch. It's not from one barrel. It's not one malt. It's blended. Very nice from Scotland, as opposed to the double black, which is way too smoky and peaty for me. This is very smooth, very pleasant. The nice thing about this, it's premium, but it's not going to run you. It's not crazy, and there's deals all over the place. Suggested retail for a $750 is like $41.99, $45. I've seen it as low as $30, $32, depending on where you go. So I'm going to pour this now in my snifter, and it's got a very nice light straw color to it. Let me swirl it around. Wow, very smooth. Nice notes of caramel, a little honey, very sweet. Say cheers, take a sip. That is smooth.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
October that he had taken ill?
Yeah, early to mid-October, yeah.
Early to mid-October that he had taken ill, and it did not sound good at all. And I reached out to her and didn't hear anything back, and then I happened to be just flicking through some different news items and just catching up on some things in my inbox, and received word that Jim Barry, the digital answerman, passed away after a very short and quick illness at the age of 71, and he passed away back in October. I want to say it was, I'm just trying to see here, I think it was around October 15th, a press release was issued by the Consumer Technology Association saying they mourn the loss of its dear friend Jim Barry, passed away Friday night. This is back in mid-October at the age of 71 following a distinguished career in journalism. Jim served as the Consumer Technology Association's digital answer man for the past 22 years, showcasing and explaining technology products to consumers via TV and radio appearances, along with newspaper interviews across the country. Gary Shapiro, the president and CEO of the CTA, said Jim was a remarkable person who was dedicated to and passionate about our industry. As a tireless media spokesperson, he helped introduce millions of consumers to the latest tech innovations. Jim was respected by everyone he worked with, including manufacturers, retailers, and the media, and made many friends along the way. He was a respected journalist who covered our industry in a thoughtful and insightful style. Along the way, he helped mentor many of our staff, educating them and igniting their passion for our industry. The entire CTA family will miss him dearly. We're going to miss him, too. He was a native of Ridgefield Park, New Jersey, moved and became a Bostonian, his adopted hometown. He is survived by his wife of 40 years, Kate Berry, their two daughters, Moira Rose and Fiona. Our heartfelt sympathies and condolences to the Jim Berry family. Jim was just a wonderful, wonderful gentleman, a great guest. He would always come on the show when whenever he's coming to Tampa, he would call us. We always made it a point to get together, and he would stay afterward at length, and we'd talk about all the latest technology. So we mourn the loss of Jim Berry. Really, very sad. When I got that news, that email that Steve had passed along, Sergeant Steve passed along to me, it really was like a punch in the gut because I didn't expect it. He was always healthy, and it was a very quick illness. So Jim Berry, the Communications Technology Association's digital answer man, friend to many in the media industry, technology, rest in peace, my friend. We will absolutely miss you. And when we do talk about technology, we will always certainly think about Jim. There may be another digital answer man, but there certainly won't be another guy like Jim Berry. So, Jim, to his family, our heartfelt sympathies. Really just a very sad story. And I know Steve and I discussed this, and it was really just we were not it just took us totally by surprise. And I know that I enjoyed his interviews. I'm sure you did. Always came with cool technology and the latest in gadgets. So, Jim Berry, our good friend, rest in peace, my friend. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour. Much more to get to, hour two. A lot to get to as well as we talk about the alpha lifestyle and those enemies of masculinity that would like to take away our rights to be a proud, successful alpha male.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Perdomo 20th Anniversary Vertical Sampler, including the 20th Anniversary Connecticut, the 20th Anniversary Sungrown, and the 20th Anniversary Maduro. These cigars are handcrafted with the finest tobaccos grown exclusively on Perdomo's most prestigious Nicaraguan farms in Esteli, Condega, and the famed Jalapa Valley. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Flight Line, presented by Diamond Crown, is Saturday, February 3rd, 2018, at Shelter Aviation in the Cigar City of Tampa. Tickets are going fast. Get yours now at CigarDave.com before they sell out.
And what a great day it will be, presented by Diamond Crown, Hangar 1A, Saturday, Feb 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., all VIP ticketed events. Great event last year. We had one in Buffalo. Tickets are way ahead of last year. Your five-star VIP ticket includes a Cigar Dave Assault Pack consisting of 6 super premium cigars from J.C. Newman Cigar, including a Diamond Crown Black Diamond, a Diamond Crown Julius Caesar, the Diamond Crown Maximus, the Diamond Crown Julius Caesar 1895 Double Perfecto, the same size cigar that J.C. Newman, Julius Caesar Newman, enjoyed. And by the way, that's only available in the Diamond Crown lounges across the country. And a Alpha Pleasure Fest exclusive with the Newmans, Bobby and Eric Newman, the Diamond Crown 1895 Double Perfecto. It's not released, not for sale. It's just been a cigar that the family has smoked, and they're going to include one in everybody's Cigar Dave Assault Pack. Huge Alpha Lunch Buffet. Tampa 1905 Cop Salad, Salem Smokehouse, Buffalo Hot Dog Station, Carnivore Carving Station, Ybor City Style Paella, Pasta, Desserts, samplings of craft beer from Funky Buddha Brewing. They're going to have samples of spirits and gin and whiskey and bourbon. A special Cigar Dave gift bag off the charts. Tickets, $170 plus service fee. Makes a great holiday gift. Trust me, you give one of these tickets to your Alpha, he will be forever indebted. And we also have one VIP suite break. Go to CigarDave.com. All the info there. Hour 2 of the Cigar Dave Show is coming your way next.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Senate Republicans get the job done.
The yeas are 51 and the nays are 49. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, as amended, is passed.
Vice President Mike Pence reading the nearly party-line decision early this morning. Only Tennessee Senator Bob Corker crossed the aisle and defected to vote with the Democrats against the measure. President Trump apparently isn't all that concerned about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's recent news.
Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russia and is now cooperating with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. As the president left the White House Saturday morning for a fundraiser in New York City, reporters asked if he was concerned.
No, I'm not. And what has been shown is no collusion. No collusion. There's been absolutely no collusion, so we're very happy.
Asked if he still stands by Flynn.
We'll see what happens. Thank you all very much.
By forcing Flynn's cooperation, Mueller gains someone who can put him in the room with Trump and his closest advisors during the campaign, the transition, and the early days of the administration. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ethics committees from both the House and the Senate requested records Friday detailing taxpayer-financed payments made over the years to quietly settle claims of sexual harassment, discrimination, and other prohibited behavior by members of Congress. A separate review shows the Office of Compliance spent nearly $360,000 taxpayer dollars over the past 5 years to settle a half dozen discrimination or harassment claims. American Airlines reached an agreement with its pilots union to avoid canceling thousands of flights during the holiday season. A scheduling glitch had left thousands of flights without a captain, co-pilot, or both between December 17th and December 31st at dozens of airports. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You're a CPAP user. Soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-953-4545.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-953-4545. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-953-4545. 800-953-4545.
A federal regulator gave the go-ahead Friday to the CME Group to start trading Bitcoin futures later this month.
This will be the first time the digital currency will be traded on the Wall Street Exchange and subject to federal oversight. The CME Group, which owns the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, will start trading Bitcoin futures December 18th. The Commodities Futures Trading Commission, the primary regulator for exchanges like the CME, gave approval for the exchange to create Bitcoin futures after 6 weeks of discussions. Patrick Foss reporting.
2 years ago today, a couple loyal to Islamic State opened fire at a holiday banquet for public employees in San Bernardino, California. They killed 14 people and wounded 21 others before they took off and later died in a shootout with police. You can check out more on these stories. It's easy. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There was little, if any, reaction from citizens yesterday as testing of attack sirens went off in Hawaii for the first time since the Cold War.
Do you hear that? Apparently many people in Hawaii did not. That's faint siren noise and waves on a Honolulu beach. Hawaii has brought back the Cold War-era warning system as the state tries to prepare tourists and residents for a possible nuclear attack from North Korea. Canadian visitor Tom Passmore says the siren test is helpful in theory.
I think it's a good idea, but judging by everybody's reaction around here, nobody moved.
The wailing siren sounded for a minute, but there was little reaction from people in many areas. Officials say the new test will ensure the public knows what to do in the case of an imminent attack. I'm Mike Hempen.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
December brings us together with traditions. Come join me, Linda Bott, with my jazz ensemble featuring Bruce Kalin on bass and Bernie Baker on guitar in the beautiful setting of View 202 this Sunday evening from 5:30 to 8.
Catch Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble this Sunday, December 3rd at View 202 on Hempstead Drive in Reading, overlooking the river.
This is Jim Gibson. As a Navy veteran and former submariner, I want to wish a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to my fellow submariners and the other North State veterans. But we want to also remember those that are overseas, and a Happy New Year for them, and we should be praying for all of them.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great landing, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I have just done that. I have got my Johnny Walker Black Label. Just had a little refill. Ever so smooth and ever so delicious. Perfect pairing with my Camacho Nicaraguan Barrel Aged. We have a plethora of items to get to. A very important day that we will commemorate next Thursday. We will get to that. But we just looking at what's going on in December, here from Command Center Alpha, Humidor 1A in the Cigar City, we are jammed. Absolutely jammed. We are 10 days away from the start of Hanukkah, which coincides with the Festival of Libation. 8 days and nights of lighting great and smoking great cigars. That starts on sundown December 12th, 3 weeks away from the annual New Year's Eve champagne and sparkling wine tasting edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We've got 9 weeks until the Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line in the Cigar City of Tampa. A plethora of activities. Also, next Friday, Sammy Davis would have been 92, December 8th. We've got, Frank Sinatra on December 12th, would have been 102 years of age. And Colonel Ange, I don't know, well, I do know what his age is, but I will not reveal that. That is classified. But I know he'll be celebrating with, I know what he's going to be smoking. He's going to be smoking either a Diamond Crown or he's going to be smoking a La Gloria Cubana. Guaranteed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. One of those two with some fine libations, maybe a little bit of fine gin, and I believe, I want to say December 19th is his birthday. So December 19th, a happy birthday to Colonel Ange, and last Thursday was Portuguese Princess Colleen. So a lot going on in the month of December. An item that took place, a very important historical milestone that took place, that was perpetuated upon the United States of America, took place next Thursday, December 7th. 76 years ago, December 7th, 1941, a day that shall live in infamy. We never forget that day or any other important dates in World War II or other dates of significance to this nation. Here's exactly what the people of America, the citizens of this nation, heard on December 7th, 1941, and a day later.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
And so, we remember December 7th, 1941, a day that shall live in infamy. And sadly, I believe they're probably not teaching World War II or American history in schools today. You tell somebody December 7, 1941, or September 11, 2001, most of them would look at you with an empty stare, a glazed over look, having no idea what you're talking about. It is pathetic. It is pathetic. Instead of this nonsensical Common Core BS that's being taught, they ought to start teaching American history, World War II history. And instead of this nonsensical Common Core math, when you say to somebody, hey, what's 8 times 6? Oh, yeah, 48. Know your multiplication tables. Know your division tables. 9 times 7? 63. 4 times 4? 60. No problem. Now, oh, no, no, no. Students can't do it that way. You have to now write it all out and carry the 4 and carry the 8 and do the tens and hundreds. What should take you 1/8 of a second now takes you 8 minutes. And it really is absurd. That's what happens when government bureaucrats get involved in education. We all learned our multiplication tables by memory, by rote. Now, oh, no, no, that's not good enough. We need to see exactly. So if a teacher says, okay, what's 7 times 5? 35. Oh, no, 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 I need to see the work. I need you to list it all. So it's going to take you 3 minutes to do that, so go ahead and start it. We are teaching kids in school today to be dumb lemmings, to not have common sense, to not think for themselves. That's why the importance of being an alpha, teaching your kids, friends, to be alphas, to be decisive, to take pride in being a strong, decisive alpha male with loads of smarts and common sense, to not apologize for that. And I fear that what we have seen with all these boorish cretin scumbags that have harassed and abused women in the workplace, the Matt Lauers, the John Conyers, the Harvey Weinsteins, the list goes on and on. We are going to see a backlash against males, number one, and we're going to see a huge backlash against alpha males. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. The proof is in the pudding. And before I get to examples, I have absolute solid examples of an article written, an op-ed in the New York Times, an editorial in the New York Times, that slams men. Absolutely, totally derisive about men. Men are now evil. We've always been evil to the feminists. We're the cause of all their problems. But it's gotten even worse now. But again, when we look at a Matt Lauer, and when we're hearing some of the things that Harvey Weinstein did and Matt Lauer, these are scumbags. These don't represent men or alpha males. An alpha male never in a million years would have a self-locking button in his office so that while he's talking to a woman, he can lock her in. And by the way, I have been in executives' offices that have that. They can't get their ass up and close the door. It really is. The people that have those are insecure men. They're on a power trip. In fact, I've been in men's offices that have that, and they say, they get up and I go, oh, don't you have one of those buttons? They go, yeah, but I never use the thing. It was put in before me. Dumbest thing I've ever seen. You get up, you welcome somebody into your office, you close the door. But if you are a man today, I will tell you, in a business environment, if you're going to have a meeting with a female associate, you better make sure your door stays open or you have that meeting in a conference room or in an area where everybody can see what's going on. Men, alphas, you must be defensive. You must be proactive. All it takes is one woman to say, we were in a meeting and he tried to grope me. Now, that could be the furthest thing from the truth. But nonetheless, all they have to do is accuse you, and they besmirch your reputation, and down goes your career, flushed right down the drain. It's going to happen. We've seen women do this in relationships. Remember, woman doesn't like where it's going. You're going to break up with a dame. You're going to eject her from your harem. All she has to do is call the police and say, he got violent with me. He's put his hands on me, and they can kick you out of your own house. That's why I tell people, if you're going to eject a woman from your harem or from your life, do it in a public place. Never in your own home. Never in her house. Always in a public place. We have to be smart about these things. It's sad that we have to today. But in 2017, this is how we have to operate. When you have a Gloria Allreds and her daughter, the Lisa Blooms, who are nothing more than paid as alpha male assassins, paid enemies of men that will take down a man even if it's not true. They could give a damn. We have to be smarter than them. We must be smarter. So you have to operate with a modicum of severe caution. So therefore, you're in a meeting with a woman, business environment, have the door open. Be in a conference room. And even if it's something that's very private you have to talk about, very sensitive, do it in a part of the office or a conference area or somewhere where you are not alone with that woman. That way they can never accuse you because they can say, well, wait a minute, I'm accusing this man. And all you do is say, well, was there somebody else in the room? Well, yes, there was a human resources person or there's another person or you say, well, where did this take place, the supposed harassment? In an open conference room where there's, you know, windows all over. Of course, they're not going to do that. They know you'll get them, they'll be caught. But you have to play it cautiously and play it safe. So Matt Lauer has this thing, and then you're seeing some of the accusation. Even Katie Couric saying he would pinch me in the ass. Who does that? And now they're saying, now it's come out, that Matt Lauer, apparently a woman, was, from what it sounds, was criminally violated, maybe even bordering on rape, in his office. She left the office, had to go to the nurse. Somebody else happened to see what went on, had to take her to the NBC nurse. Who knew they had a nurse? It's kind of like in school. Go down to the school nurse. She'll give you an aspirin. I guess at NBC, if you got a headache, go to the network nurse. The nurse didn't notice what was going on. Other executives. And now it's coming out. People saying, oh, we all knew what was going on. Where were they? Where were the women when this was going on? Where were they? Where were the executives? By the way, the one network, CNN, the Clinton News Network, the Communist News Network, that loves to go after President Donald J. Trump at every turn, nonsensical, I mean, things that are crazy. And I want to get to the Kate Steinle verdict in a little bit. But they, everything is always negative, anti-Trump this, anti-Trump that. Jeff Zucker, the president of CNN, happened to be the executive producer of the Today Show for many years and then became president of NBC. He worked closely with Matt Lauer. Came out with a very ambiguous statement saying there was never any complaints filed. Now that is legalese walking the line. What he's saying is, oh, there's no complaints filed, but I knew exactly what was going on. Zuck you! Zuck the hell off, Jeff Zucker. You knew what was going on, you damn lib, and did nothing. And what man does this? How insecure must Matt Lauer be? How insecure? Well, we know Harvey Weinstein. These guys couldn't get laid in a whorehouse for money. I mean, Matt Lauer at least looks presentable. When you look at Harvey Weinstein and some of these other pigs, they look like unmade beds. They look like Michael Moore. I talked about that last week. They're slovenly. They're unshaven. They're out of shape. They look terrible. But all these accusations against Matt Lauer, people knew what was going on. Whips out his tallywhacker and shows it to someone. Sex toys in the office, gives coworkers sex toys. Come on, save that for your harem. Kevin Spacey, Charlie Rose, Louis C.K., all these clowns, libs, by the way, you're telling me they don't know right from wrong? And I get a kick. Matt Lauer said, now is going to give me time, I feel embarrassed and ashamed, to really reflect on things, to think about what I did. And then he interviews Bill O'Reilly going after him, knowing what he did. Oh, the hypocrisy. Those who live in glass houses, the hypocrisy is absolutely overwhelming. And it is going to have an effect on those of us who are alpha males, who are polite, who treat women with respect. Because if you're an alpha male, by definition, you treat women with respect. You treat them right. You open the door for them. You know how to treat your dames and your harem. Period. You don't do any of this nonsense. Now, if you're in the workplace and you are both single and consenting adults and there's some flirtation going on, do it outside the office. But you don't force yourself on anyone, and you can tell pretty early on whether there's chemistry or not. And if there's not, onward and upward. But this now will have a black mark on all of us alpha males. There is now a concerted effort. There was a war on men and alphas before, war on masculinity. Now, what do we see? Oh, this is all toxic masculinity at its finest. This has been building for years and years. Now, at the bottom of the hour, when I come back, there was an editorial, and I won't have time in the next segment because I want to give this plenty of time. The editorial in Sunday's New York Times by Stephen Marsh or Marche, The Unexamined Brutality of the Male Libido. All I have to do is tell you the headline, and you know exactly where that article is going to go. But I can tell you this alpha male, and those of you, everybody that's listening, and females who appreciate alpha males, you know that is not acceptable behavior. We don't need to go through a course or to be taught, like John Conyers or Congress, pulling down your pants, showing up with boxers. What kind of nonsense is that? These are scumbags. They do not represent males or alpha males in any way, shape, or form. They don't have the class. They don't have the sophistication. They don't have the refinement. They don't have the manners. They don't have the courtesy that alpha males exhibit 24/7, 365. Never in a million years would an alpha male pull what Matt Lauer, Louis C.K., John Conyers, or Harvey Weinstein, or any of these other clowns that are coming out have pulled. Never. So at the bottom of the hour, you're going to want to wait till you hear this editorial. You will not believe it. The unexamined brutality of the male libido. You will not believe it. We're under attack. We are under attack, alphas. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. All right, when we come back, got some good news for those of you that are going to visit the Pope and the Vatican and want a cigar. Got a few other things that we will get to. Much to get your way. Don't forget, Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line. Saturday, February 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Shelter Aviation, Cigar City of Tampa, right at Tampa International Airport, presented by Diamond Crown. Tickets available, CigarDave.com, full buffet. You get cigars worth about $90 or $100. You're going to get samplings of great spirits and craft beers from Funky Bruto. We do the live broadcast from noon to 2. We'll be surrounded by airplanes. It is a great, with our whole Cigar Dave crew, it is a great day of alpha male pleasure. Go to CigarDave.com. All VIP ticketed event, guaranteed. You'll have a great time. Ladies, if you're listening, buy a ticket as a Christmas or Hanukkah gift for your squeeze, your husband, your man. I guarantee he will absolutely have the time of his life.
Download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, Kindle, and iOS so you can listen to The General anytime, anywhere. The Cigar Dave mobile app is presented by Diamond Crown. Search Cigar Dave in the App Store today.
The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the flight line at Tampa International Airport in the Cigar City of Tampa is Saturday, February 3rd, 2018. It is an all-ticketed VIP event. It is a great day filled with fantastic cigars from J.C. Newman, our presenting sponsor, Diamond Crown, a fantastic Alpha lunch buffet, a nice Cigar Dave goodie bag with all sorts of fine goodies for you. And you'll also enjoy great craft beer samplings, spirit samplings, whiskey samplings. We'll be surrounded by aircraft at Shelt Air Aviation right in the hangar. It is a fantastic day of Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Flight Line, Saturday, February 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is an all-VIP ticketed event, very, very limited. Go to CigarDave.com and purchase your tickets. That's CigarDave.com for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Flight Line, Saturday, Feb. 3rd, 2018 in Tampa.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning: tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there.
Hey, baby. I've got Spilkas as we get ready for Hanukkah and the holidays, baby. Sammy Davis, I mean that. I mean that, baby. Let me get a cool nugget ring and some nugget jewelry. Let me get my shirt open all the way up, baby. We're doing Vegas. The great Sammy Davis Jr. Next Friday, his birthday, December 8th, would be 92 years of age. Hard to believe. The hotel I stayed at the when I attended the Cigar Retailers Convention this past summer, where we broadcast from the exhibit floor in the various booths, I stayed right at the Renaissance, right across from the convention center. Easy walk to the convention center in 128 degree heat. But as I got off the elevator every morning and every day, I would see a giant picture of Sammy Davis, baby. Sammy, he was the guy. He was Mr. Vegas. Frank Sinatra on December 12th, the start of the Festival of Litation and Hanukkah, would be 102 years of age. Absolutely incredible. All right, good news for those of you that want to visit the Vatican and want to smoke a cigar. Very, very interesting story that I want to share with you. Pope Francis has banned the sale of cigarettes at the Vatican. He announced on Thursday that they're banning the sale of cigarettes. However, they are not banning the sale of cigars. And the new policies begin January 1, 2018. The announcement was made and put out by a Vatican spokesman. And the Holy See said that they cannot be cooperating with a practice that is clearly harming the health of people. Although the cigarettes sold to employees and pensioners in the Vatican at a reduced price are a source of revenue for the Holy See, no profit can be legitimate if it puts lives at risk, the statement said. But the spokesman said the sale of large cigars would continue for the time being because the smoke is not inhaled. I bet you Pope Francis enjoys a cigar. And there's a huge difference between cigars and cigarettes. So good news, if you're going to visit the Vatican, the Holy See, and you want to buy cigars, have at it. Cigarettes, who cares? We don't smoke cigarettes. We could care less about cigarettes. Cigars, that's a different story. So if you want to have a cigar with Pope Francis, bring him a bottle of Johnny Walker Black or a Brewski, belly up to the bar, and have yourself a great time at the Vatican. Cigar friendly.
The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Flight Line, presented by Diamond Crown, returns on Saturday, February 3rd, 2018, at Shelter Aviation in the Cigar City. This day of Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers includes a buffet fit for an Alpha Male, great spirits, craft beer, Alpha Male camaraderie, and, of course, plenty of Diamond Crown cigars. Tickets for the Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Flight Line, presented by Diamond Crown, are on sale. Get info and tickets at CigarDave.com.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the Alpha Male Good Life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the Alpha Male Good Life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand, also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now, if you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with a Cigar Dave.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Cascade Christmas is coming soon. An all-new show for the whole family. Don't miss this holiday spectacular. Free pictures with Santa after all 2 p.m. shows, so bring your camera. Tickets on sale now at cascadetheater.org or call 243-8877.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready-mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready-mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready-mix product.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Happy humidors, while the general keeps clipping, happy humidors to you.
Frankie Sumatra from the Cigar Dave Singers, we are in the jovial holiday spirit.
the humidor season, and Cigar Dave is coming round. Bundles of sticks that he's got by the pound. And when the general passes them round, we're gonna light him up and burn him down.
Yeah, we'll light him up and burn him down.
It's the humidor season, and a Cigar Dave, looking resplendent, is gonna bring a stick to every lieutenant. He's the smoking superintendent, so light him up and burn him down. He sips the best cognac, drives Cadillacs. He stands up when the flag unfurls. He smokes the finest sticks, dates the hottest chicks, the ones we call the harem girls. It's the humidor season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickory date, and don't forget to puff and rotate. When we get together and all I take, we're gonna light 'em up and burn 'em down. He got a girl so stacked you'd have a heart attack.
Yeah.
She never makes him beg or plead. She ain't no stinking hick. She's a classy chick, known for generosity. It's the humidor season.
The holiday season.
Now you chicks are starting to tick me off. Dickory date. And don't forget to puff and rotate. So when we get together and all I take, we're gonna light 'em up, baby.
Light 'em up, baby. Light 'em up and burn 'em down.
No, no, no. Happy humidors.
Happy
no. Happy humidors. That's not right.
Happy
humidors to you. Happy humidor. It's humidor. It's humidor. Happy humidor. Come on, please. That's it. That's it. You chicks aren't getting paid. No Christmas bonus for you.
Well, maybe we'll chip in and give him a bonus. Frankie Sumatra and the Cigar Dave Singers celebrating the holiday season. We've got Hanukkah coming up in 10 days. Christmas is right around the corner on Christmas Eve, the 24th, and obviously Christmas Day, the 25th. And before you know it, it is New Year's. We're talking 2018, and we are 3 weeks away from the New Year's Champagne and Sparkling Wine Tasting Edition of the Cigar Dave Show. 9 weeks away from the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, Saturday, February 3rd, 2018, in the Cigar City of Tampa, Shelter Aviation, on the flight line, Hangar 1A. Great day presented by Diamond Crown. You're going to get six fantastic super premium cigars, huge alpha buffet, all the details at CigarDave.com. We are well ahead of tickets from last year. Limited event because we want a nice intimate gathering one-on-one where we get to really talk to everyone and have a lot of interaction. So get your tickets. They have really, really exploded. Frankly, I'm surprised that we're that much ahead of last year. But really, I'm not, as Trump would say, but really, I'm not, because I know what a huge, huge event and great time everybody's going to have. New York Times, on Sunday, in the Sunday edition editorial op-ed by Stephen Marsh or Marche. I'm not sure of the pronunciation. But there's a war, and I told this to you in the last segment. I hinted it last week. There is going to be, and there is a war against masculine men. There's a war against alpha males. There's a war against the male species. The feminists have been waging for over 45 years, but it's going to intensify with all these scumbag men who do not represent those of us that are polite, courteous alphas, but they're going to lump everybody together, and we're going to see a gigantic pendulum shift where every man is evil. Every male boss is evil. Anything you say to a woman will be construed as sexual harassment. If you see a woman and say, I love those shoes, or I love that scarf, very, very, very spring-like, or you smell great, I love that perfume you're wearing, what is it? They will interpret that as a form of harassment, guaranteed. Now, I'm not going to change how I compliment. When I see a woman, and if she does look good, I don't just throw out compliments for the sake of it, but if she looks great, somebody I know, I look and say, I love that dress, or I love that. I love your, you know, did you change your hair color? Looks great. Love those shoes. That's being polite. Makes people feel good, especially if it's sincere and genuine. When somebody comes up to me, and it happens all the time, because I wear men's cologne every day, my Bulgari, my Dunhill Fresh, my Acqua di Gio, I will have women everywhere I go, airport, bank, post office, restaurant saying, they'll say, what are you, they'll sniff, they'll like, what are you wearing? It smells great. I'll tell them Bulgari or Dunhill Fresh. They're like, I got to write that down. I got to get that for my husband or my boyfriend. Or they're like, oh, my God. And I've had women, literally a group of them, saying, I just came over here just to smell your cologne because it smells fantastic. I don't take offense to that. Or if a woman says, oh, my God, you look great in that suit, or, you know, love those trousers on you, I don't look and say, oh, they're just looking at me as a piece of meat. I'm a sexual being. Have we gotten to the point where being delivering genuine compliments is now construed to be evil, to have sinister meaning? Is it now evil to make someone feel good by delivering a genuine compliment? I'm not going to change in any way, shape, or form. And if some feminist happens to take offense with that, too damn bad. Get the hell out of my way. Now, this editorial, the New York Times Sunday, the headline, the unexamined brutality of the male libido. I don't even have to tell you about this article, and you know exactly where it's going to go. And I'm going to read, it's about a four-page printed article, but I'm going to read excerpts, the relevant excerpts. After weeks of continuously unfolding abuse scandals, men have become quite literally unbelievable. What any given man might say about gender politics and how he treats women are separate and unrelated phenomena. Liberal or conservative, feminist or chauvinist, woke or benighted, young or old, found on Fox News or in the New Republic, a man's stated opinions have next to no relationship to behavior. Through sheer bulk, the string of revelations about men have forced men to confront what they hate to think about most, the nature of men in general. This time, the accusations aren't against some freak geography teacher, some frat running amok in a southern college town. They're against men of all different varieties, in different industries, with different sensibilities, bound together solely by the grotesquerie of their sexuality. So you can see right where he's going. Because we're male, of the male species, of the male sex, we are now grotesque in our sexuality. And again, this is a man. I can only imagine this guy's a wussified feminist beta. No question. I continue. Men arrive at this moment of reckoning woefully unprepared. Most are shocked by the reality of women's lived experience. Almost all are uninterested or unwilling to grapple with the problem at the heart of all of this, the often ugly and dangerous nature of the male libido. Again, the heart of this, he says, the often ugly and dangerous nature of the male libido. No, I've got a very healthy libido, but in no way, shape, or form would I, because I have a very active male libido and raging testosterones, would I ever want to lock a woman into my office? Would I ever want to deliver her sex toys if I'm a coworker, pat her on the ass, or grope her, or forcibly force myself upon her? Sorry. Those are violent, scumbag criminals that do that. That has nothing to do with them and their male libido. It has everything to do with them being total, unbecoming, impolite, boorish scumbags. He goes on. For most of history, listen to this, pay close attention, alphas, we've taken for granted the implicit brutality of male sexuality. What the hell is this guy talking about? We've taken for granted the implicit brutality of male sexuality, so now we're all implicitly brutal? I'm sorry. This is the nonsense that we're going to start hearing and seeing ad nauseum over the next year or two. Guaranteed, mark my words. It's our testosterone. It's our male libido. Brutality of male sexuality. It is our inability to become more feminine. This is what we're going to start hearing. Our toxic masculinity, it's all a load of poppycock. The only sex between a man and a woman that could be... Oh, in 1976, the radical feminist and pornography opponent Andrea Dworkin said that the only sex between a man and a woman that could be undertaken without violence was sex with a flaccid penis. What the frick? The only sex between a man and woman that could be undertaken without violence was sex. This is what they think, that sex between a man and a woman, intercourse, is violent. Baloney. But this is what these feminists now are thinking. This is what we're going to hear. Oh, you make love to a woman, you're violent. Every form of sex with an erect penis now is going to be considered rape. Guaranteed. Even if it's consensual and pleasurable for the female, this is the feminist nonsense they will spew. She says, quote, I think that men will have to give up their precious erections. Really, sweetheart? No chance in hell, honey. You come and get it. You're not going to take my precious erection or any of my alpha's precious erections. All of you that are listening, we are protecting our precious erections. That's what we're going to start writing. Protect our precious erections. Let's get some signs and let's start protesting. Like those women wearing those giant pussy hats, the alphas, we will now have hats that with a giant erect penis that will say, protect our precious erections. The reality is, it's funny, we're not going to be as stupid as those feminists. But this is how nonsensical it is. The article goes on. In the 3rd century AD, it is widely believed the great Catholic theologian Origen, working on roughly the same principle, castrated himself. Well, that's not happening, sweetheart. Any of you feminists want to castrate me? Not going to happen. No chance in hell. If you want to castrate a wussified beta, you marry a guy and want to take his nuts, his former balls of steel, and turn them into balls of mush, that's between you and him. But any self-respecting alpha will never in a million years castrate himself or allow himself to be castrated by a girlfriend, a wife, or a harem. Fear of the male libido has been the subject of myth and of fairy tale from the beginning of literature. What else were the stories of Little Red Riding Hood or Bluebeard's castle about? A vampire is an ancient and powerful man with an insatiable hunger for young flesh. Werewolves are men who regularly lose control of their bestial nature. Get the point? There's a line, obviously, between desire and realization, and some cross it and some don't, but a line is there for every man. And until we collectively confront this reality, the post-Weinstein public discussion, where men and women go from here, will begin from a place of silence and dishonesty. The masculine libido and its accompanying forces and pathologies drive so much of culture and politics and the economy, while remaining more or less unexamined, both in intellectual circles and in private life. I live in Toronto, a liberal city in a liberal country with Justin Trudeau for a prime minister. By the way, he's a wussified feminine beta prime minister. Biggest wuss.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Pam Dahl. On behalf of our family, we would like to recognize all veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces during this holiday season. Many who serve are not able to be with their loved ones during this special time of year. As a military family, we understand the sacrifices made by the ones serving, their spouse, children, and parents during the holidays. We are forever grateful to these families and sincerely wish each of you a safe and joyous holiday season. Merry Christmas and blessings to all.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
Basically, just insist that men need to be better feminists, as if the past few weeks have not amply demonstrated that the ideologies of men are irrelevant. There remains no cure for human desire. It isn't actually about sex. It's about power. How naive must you not be to understand that sex itself is about power every bit as much as it's about pleasure? No, I'm sorry. No, it's about pleasure. It's about pleasure. It has nothing to do with power. And anybody that uses sex for power, I'm sorry, they're not an alpha. And listen to this as we wrap this up. Acknowledging the brutality of male libido is not, of course, some kind of excuse. Sigmund Freud recognized the id and knew it as a chaos, a cauldron full of seething excitations. But the point of Freud was not that boys will be boys, rather the opposite. The idea of the Oedipus complex contained an implicit case for the requirements of strenuous repression. If you let boys be boys, they will murder their fathers and sleep with their mothers. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, what the friatsu? If you let boys be boys, they'll murder their fathers and sleep with... What kind of absolute bull nonsense, bullshiatsu is this? This is how nuts this guy is, this author, this Stephen Marsh. Oh, I see. So, that if you let boys be boys, we'll murder our fathers and sleep with our mothers. Is that perverted or what? This is the perversion now, the making up of nonsensical facts that we're seeing. Last two paragraphs. The crisis we're approaching is fundamental. How can healthy sexuality ever occur in conditions in which men and women are not equal? How are we supposed to create an equal world where male mechanisms of desire are inherently brutal? Again, here it is with the brutal thing. Because we desire someone? Because we want to sleep with someone? We want to date someone? We want to be together with someone? All of a sudden, that's inherently brutal? We cannot answer these questions unless we face them. Yeah, well, I'm not facing any of it because it's all a load of total bull. I'm not asking for male consciousness-raising groups. Let's start with a basic understanding that masculinity is a subject worth thinking about. Yeah, and you know what? I do that, and you do that. We do that every week. We talk about being proud alpha males. We do think about it. We do talk about it. But not in this context where we're all inherently brutal and we all want to kill our fathers and sleep with our mothers. That is borders on comedy. It really does. That alone would be an immense step forward. He says, if you want to be a civilized man, you have to consider what you are. Pretending to be something else, some fiction you would prefer to be, cannot help. It is not morality, but culture. Accepting our monstrosity, reckoning with it, that can save us if anything can. So I see that because we're men, we're males, it's a monstrosity. We've got this inherently brutal line. We've got this line that we are basically the only sex between a man and woman that could be undertaken without violence is sex with a flaccid penis. That the masculine libido is a cause for all problems and issues. That it's ugly and dangerous. This guy is an... I gotta look this guy up. I want to see what this guy looks like. Stephen Marche, or Marsh. I got to see this guy. I mean, this is... Oh, ha-ha! Sergeant Steve, post a picture of him on social media. This guy, first of all, this guy, there's no question, without any doubt, not an alpha. He's not one of us. There's not a lick of testosterone flowing through this guy's vein. This guy is the prototypical wussified beta, very, very weak. All right, I've gone on long enough. Screw this guy and screw everything he has to say about the male libido. As alphas, we know who we are. We're polite. We treat women well. Final concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show is next.
The December selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Perdomo 20th Anniversary Vertical Sampler, including the 20th Anniversary Connecticut, the 20th Anniversary Sun Grown, and the 20th Anniversary Maduro. Each cigar uses Nicaraguan tobacco from Perdomo's farms in Esteli, Condega, and Jalapa Valley, giving them a rich, elegant, and complex flavor. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Okay, people, we've just been awarded the Brick House ad account. Now, this cigar was named Best Bargain Cigar of 2009 by Cigar Aficionado, got a 91 rating, plus it's the hottest cigar on the market. So, we need an award-winning slogan.
He's a brick.
Bow, 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 bow.
How?
What about, it's not your grandfather's cigar?
Ah, it's been done. Next.
How about good to the last draw?
Something original, people.
You deserve a brick today?
Now, who are you? Do you even work here?
Excuse me, sir. Am I to understand that every Brick House cigar is built with all the flavor and quality of the premium cigars of yesteryear?
Yesteryear? Really?
That's right, Bixby.
But yeah, it costs around $5 each.
Indeed.
Well, sir, people don't really need a slogan.
They don't?
No, sir.
Then what do they need?
$5 and a comfortable chair.
$5 and a comfortable chair. Genius!
Meet the perfect cigar to share with friends. Brick House by J.C. Newman. Handmade in Nicaragua with a fine Havana Subido wrapper. Brick House starts out earthy and crisp and burns well rounded and smooth. Nothing stands the test of a good time like a Brick House. For more, visit BrickHouseCigars.com.
The holiday season is upon us, and I can think of nothing better than to give your husband, your boyfriend, a co-worker, your fellow cigar connoisseur, a gift subscription to the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month they will receive incredible cigars, three great cigars, shipped directly to them in an Officers Club pouch. The December 2017 Officers Club selection features the Perdomo 20th Anniversary cigars. Vertical tasting with the Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper, the Nicaraguan Sungrown wrapper, and the Nicaraguan Maduro wrapper. Awarded the Nicaraguan Cigar of the Year in 2014, uses the finest tobaccos grown exclusively on Perdomo's most prestigious Nicaraguan farms. They use high primings, beautiful taste, rich, elegant, complex flavors. The Perdomo 20th Anniversary, that's the December 2017 Officers Club selection. Join the Officers Club today. Go to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Get you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right. Those of you in Buffalo listening at 930 WBEN, great place that is cigar-friendly and libation-friendly, called Alternative Brews. Sad news, they are actually closing. This will be their last weekend. They opened June 2nd, 1995, 1 month before we started the Cigar Dave Show. And Paul Madsen, who's been to many of our events, opened Alternative Brews right on Sheridan Drive, right in one of the suburbs in Amherst. Turned it from a Chinese restaurant to a cigar-friendly bar that has over 150 types of beers, loaded with great spirits. And after 22 years, he has sold the property. It will be closing. It was grandfathered in after the smoking ban. Very, very sad. So, Paul, wish you the best. Sad to see alternative brews going away. The Kate Steinle decision that the jury rendered, acquitting Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, absolutely outrageous and unconscionable. I am beyond outraged. The San Francisco jury ignored law. Justice was not served. More in the weeks ahead, I'm sure. All right, don't forget, Cigar Dave Effel Pleasure Fest on the Flight Line in Tampa, Saturday, February 3rd, 10 to 3 p.m., CigarDave.com for tickets and info. Cigar Dave, the general, saying, may your humidor always be full, may your cutter always be sharp, may your ash be extra, extra long, semper delicatio. Always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again, whack the rats that are amongst us, remember Pearl Harbor Day next week.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, December 7th in Elements Lounge from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me with a special Christmas show featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Joe Larson on trombone, Blue White on sax, Bobby Viramontes on drums, and Bruce Kalin on bass. That's Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, 6:30 to 8:30, Thursday, December 7th. Let's celebrate this holiday season in Bluebird style.
The classic Christmas story for over 150 years comes to the Riverfront Playhouse. Our Yuletide offering this season is Charles Dickens' The Christmas Carol, adapted by Brian Way, directed by Tom Kersman, beginning November 11th and every weekend through December 9th. Reserve your tickets now at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877, or online at cascadetheater.org. The Christmas Carol. See it at the Riverfront Playhouse, 1620 East Cypress Avenue in Reading.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says the Senate tax bill will do good things for business.
Business tax all the way down from 35 to 20. It could be 22 when it comes out, could also be 20. We're going to see what ultimately comes out.
The president's comments came after Republicans passed their tax plan early Saturday morning by a vote of 51-49. Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker crossing the aisle to vote with Democrats in the negative. The Senate bill repeals the requirement in Obamacare that